This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Time for us to learn. Got to learn about the Atlanta Falcons. Josh Kendall will join us from The Athletic via the Rude Guest Hotline. Josh, what's up, dude? Thanks for making time for us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You know, last year, Washington and Atlanta played really an excellent football game, came down to the wire, went to overtime, and in OT, the Skins prevailed. That clinched a playoff spot for them. We're going to see it again this year, week 4 in Atlanta. How are the Falcons looking, man? Obviously, it's a different offseason now because Penix is his operation, right?
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest question is how much progress will Penix make from the Penix that everybody saw in Washington, which was his second start to his second full season as the starter. The Falcons have put a lot of faith in the fact that he's going to be really good. They have operated this offseason like a team that thinks it can be pretty good in 2025. And the reason it's doing that is because it's got a really strong belief in Michael Penix. The reality is, you know, he'll be making his fourth career start in the season opener. So I still think it's very much an open question. If Penix is the guy that they think he is, Atlanta will be a really good offensive team and will be a tough out, despite the fact that they have some question marks on defense. But if he doesn't make that jump, it's a totally different story. So there's a lot on Penix's shoulders for Atlanta.
Certainly. And what else? Is the word with Pitts that he's kind of – I mean, there's so many big weapons there, Drake London, Bijan, everything. Like, how does everybody feel about getting the full potential of those players?
I think that they feel really good about the offense and where everybody is slotted in. I think that they are very high on Drake London. I think that they are very high on Bijan Robinson. I think both of those guys, like Penix, are still very young in their career and set to make big jumps, big strides. This is a staff, you know, in Zach Robinson, the offensive coordinator, Raheem Morris, that come from that Rams staff. It has a lot of faith in what this offensive system can do and moving the ball and scoring points. And they absolutely think that they will do that. I think that Kyle Pitts is like the last 3 years, sort of the big X factor in this offense. While everybody else around the league seems to think, you know, is this finally – everybody else in the league seems to think more about Kyle Pitts than the Falcons do at this point, honestly, because I think Falcons fans, to a large degree, have given up on him having a breakout year. If he did, that would be great for this offense. That would add another layer to this offense. But it's, you know, Falcons fans are going to have to see that part of it to believe it.
What are their plans for Kirk Cousins?
You know, you got a trade offer for them, they'll listen. You call them, they will pick up the phone.
Yo, we've ridden the Kirk roller coaster, dog. We are off it here in Washington.
Yeah, but I think that they would like to trade him. They will keep him out of stubbornness, if for no other reason, if they have to. But they would. It makes more sense for everybody involved, for Kirk Cousins, for Michael Penix, for the Falcons, to trade him to get something out of him. I know that we hear a lot of stuff. We hear a lot of numbers about how much the Falcons will be willing to pay on his contract to make this deal happen. I think as the season gets closer, the Falcons will be more motivated to maybe chip in more. I also think that they are kind of banking on, you know, the history of the league, which is that at some point in training camp, at some point in the first few weeks, somebody's going to find themselves in need of a quarterback for one reason or another. And, you know, oh, looky here, we got one right here ready to go. Give us a call. Right. But I think that either possibility, you know, Kirk Cousins being here or not, is still on the table at this point.
Well, dude, one thing I can't wrap my head around is, have there been, I don't know if you've reported this or others or what, but, like, is there not anything from Pittsburgh? Are they just willing to wait on Rodgers till, you know, whenever he comes out of the darkness retreat?
Yes, they are absolutely waiting on Rodgers. That is absolutely their first choice. And, you know, I don't think it's any more complicated than the Steelers, you know, understand that Kirk Cousins is available and understand, frankly, that Kirk Cousins will be available tomorrow and next Wednesday and the following Wednesday and the following Wednesday. There's no urgency for them with Kirk Cousins. He's enough of a veteran that he could come in. You know, you don't have to get Kirk Cousins in and teach him a bunch of stuff. He's smart. He's diligent. He'll pick it all up. You can add him on, you know, August the 10th and have him probably have him ready by game time. So I think the Steelers will wait as long as they have the stomach to wait for Aaron Rodgers, and then if they need to, would engage in serious conversations with the Falcons.
Bijan, if he goes out there and take care of business, he can be a big help, I think, for Michael Penix. How is he at this point?
Yeah, I mean, he is dynamic. I think that they are trying to make him more dynamic. Bijan is a guy who, I think I have this number right, his career long run is 38 yards. They won't, you know, they would like to get him to hit a few home runs this year. But that's about the only thing missing from his game. He is one of the best doubles hitters in the National Football League. I mean, he'll get you a first down when it doesn't look like a first down is there. He has proven he can handle a pretty high workload. I would imagine they're going to give him even bigger workload this year. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. I think Bijan is right on track from what they expect from him and can be will be a better player if he can hit a few home runs this year.
Certainly. I mean, you need those game breakers. We're talking with Josh Kendall from The Athletic here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Josh at Josh The Athletic. And, of course, Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. You know, offensively, Atlanta moved the ball pretty well last year. I think they were top 10 in yards gained. But the defense just struggled. And, you know, I know Raheem was brought in there to try to get that defense going. Where are they in kind of trying to – I mean, I want to say they're bottom 10 in both yards and points allowed. I know it was a struggle for them to score – to stop scoring. How much have they improved?
That's a great question. They fired Jimmy Lake as a defensive coordinator and hired Jeff Albrecht and reunited him with Raheem Morris. And they have revamped the defensive line. They have gotten much younger and much more athletic on the defensive line. Grady Jarrett, who's been a stalwart here since 2015, is gone. In his place are essentially two second-year players who they drafted last year and barely played. So they are making a bet on athleticism, on their coaching, and on youth along the defensive front. They drafted two edge rushers, James Pierce and Jalen Walker, in the first round. You know, we'll see. If it works, they're geniuses. If it doesn't, if those guys are not ready, the defense won't be any better, and they'll have to answer questions at the end of the year. But they're very much in a transition period there.
Josh, you've watched defenses come through, and you've seen a lot of it. What has worked best, the young athletic guys or the veteran guys? Because we're in the same situation here in Washington.
Well, nothing has worked much for the Falcons of late. They haven't played really good defense around here for a while. The most recent formidable defense they've had was 2 years ago under Ryan Nielsen, and it was a different approach than this group. It was 4-3, big guys beat up little guys. this is smaller and more athletic, you know, so we're just going to have to see. It's a different approach to the game.
Well, right. Clearly, you know, Atlanta realized they need more at edge rusher. At 15, you take Jalen Walker out of Georgia in the draft. I thought that was a slam dunk pick. I like Walker a lot. I think to get him at 15 had a lot of value. But a lot of people had a lot of questions about the price that got paid to move up and draft James Pierce Jr. at 26, an edge rusher out of Tennessee. What have you learned since the draft about those two players?
Jalen Walker's a guy they didn't really expect to be there and didn't feel like they could pass on. James Pierce is a guy I think that they were going to draft at 15 had Jalen Walker not been there. They like Pierce. They realize he is a gamble. He is a gamble from an off-the-field perspective. Some teams have crossed him off of their board for off-the-field concerns. Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot went to his hometown the day before the draft, talked to him and his mom. So they clearly had the same types of they know the issues that are out there and wanted to sort of address them and check those boxes before they took the guy. There's no question that they overpaid for him. If you look at all the math, the traditional math, they think it's going to be worth it. And if he is, if he's a guy who makes an impact on this pass game, everybody will say it was a great move and it was completely worth it. Mm-hmm. But it is a gamble on a couple of fronts.
Sure.
So James Pierce, I liked him as well. What was the off-field stuff with him?
Maturity mostly. Concerns about how much he loves the game, you know, how much he was willing to practice, how much fun he was to be around on a daily basis from a coaching standpoint. You know, I don't think anything that's – sorry, there's every truck in town decided to come into the Falcons facility.
sorry,
when I got on the when
good.
I got on the radio,
it's all good.
So nothing that, in terms of what we know publicly, there's nothing that's glaring out there. But there was enough that a lot of teams in the league were talking about it, and some teams just weren't going to take him, certainly in the first round.
It's interesting because his production is significant at an SEC level. We all kind of heard the same stuff, and you wonder. I feel like every year in the draft, there's a guy with questions that goes on to just be a monster and prove that the questions were wrong. And then there's a guy without questions that proves to just not be good enough or that there should have been.
Well, I think the Falcons believe he was the best physically the best pass rusher in this draft, and that includes Abdul Carter. In terms of edge rusher, you know, stand up on the edge and come around the corner, I think that they believe he was the best guy in this draft. And you're right. We have seen guys like Micah Parsons. Now, that's too much of a comparison to put in on anybody. That's just a name that pops into my head.
Sure.
There were some questions about Micah Parsons. Yeah, he's pretty good. Yeah, then there are other guys that you roll the dice and you crap out. You know, the Falcons' history of, you know, they've crapped out a lot, so we'll see if this is a turning point for them.
For sure, man. I think if you get two, even just good, pass rushers in one draft, that changes that defense significantly, right?
Their
secondary's been pretty good.
Yeah, secondary's got Jesse Bates, who's a really good football player, A.J. Terrell, who's a good cornerback. If they can get a pass rush, this secondary can be okay.
You mentioned, are you at the Falcons facility right now? Have OTA started for you guys?
Yeah, the first day today. I'm today.
We just did this segment here in Washington where we're kind of asking fans what they want to see at OTAs. What are Falcons fans focused on right now?
They would love to see, what they would love for the media to say is, you know, Michael Penix looks sharp. A ball, you know, no balls touched the ground in practice. This offense is going to be really good. You can't tell anything about defense, the front seven defenders in OTAs. You just can't, because
right.
There's not enough contact. So anything you get, any observations about those guys, frankly, are meaningless. So I think what you're looking for is Michael Penix look like he's still the guy? Is the offense clicking? Does everybody look sharp? Does everybody look healthy? I'm not sure there's a ton you can get from it, but certainly there's more offensively than defensively.
OTAs are a skill position thing, man. Like, you're looking for crispness out of those guys. Josh, I don't want to hold you up too much longer, dude. I'm curious. The Bucks have won the NFC South now for four straight seasons.
Four, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I'm guessing Atlanta wants to knock them off. Does that seem doable to you?
Viable.
Are they a wild card team? Understanding we're months away, but I'm interested in kind of what expectations are down there. This is Raheem's second year, right? Like, he should feel pretty established.
Yeah, I think certainly they feel like they're NFC South contenders, and there's no reason that they shouldn't be NFC South contenders. This is not an overly formidable division. But the Bucs have won it 4 years in a row, and I am personally, I can just tell you, you know, where I'm coming from, I'm done betting against the Bucs. The Bucs have earned the right to be considered the NFC South favorites, because we keep trying to find another team, and all these other three teams in the division, you know, can't get out of their own way, trip over their own feet. So until the Panthers and the Saints and the Falcons, you know, quit stubbing their own toes, it's the Bucs' division to lose.
And you may already be all over this, Josh, but I just saw Schefter tweet this out, that Kirk Cousins was not there for voluntary OTAs. Is that a surprise at this point?
No, we didn't expect him to be here, but we just asked Raheem, you know, 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, and he said he was confirmed what Raheem said is, I have not seen him today, which is a, you know, kind of a coy way of saying, no.
He ain't coming here.
I haven't seen him
yet. If I'm a coach, I really don't want him there.
Right.
I wouldn't expect him to be here until the first day of mandatory mini camp, which is, 3 weeks?
Yeah, yep. Mid-June, right.
When they can take your money, you show up.
Yeah.
Yo, definitely for Kirk. There's some dudes that'll skip it even if they have to pay. Kirk will not. Look, man, I can't wait to get down to Atlanta for week 4. I love that stadium. I love that city. And these games have been pretty good between the Falcons. I mean, even like kind of during the Ron era, it seemed like the football team and the Redskins were playing the Falcons every year. I remember Heinicke hitting J.D. McKissick on a bomb. Like, these have been pretty fun games between Atlanta and Washington. I'm hoping for another one in September.
Yeah, absolutely. I look forward to it.
All right. Thanks very much,
dude. Hey, man. Thank you, Josh.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Josh Kendall from The Athletic. You can give him a follow at Josh The Athletic. Sharp dude. Been covering the Falcons for a long time. They got to get rid of Kirk, dude. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but like.
They're going to get rid of him.
To let Penix do his thing, it's kind of tricky with Kirk there.
Well, I mean, that's understandable, but you know what? If you're going to be the guy, you're going to be the guy. And I think Penix, the way he played, even when he got in there last year, he's a guy may not do this a lot. Yap. Dude, just play. He don't give a damn about who's wrong.
Throws a pretty spiral.
Hell yeah.
Left hand, man.
He's like, look, man, you could be sitting on the bench making all that money, but this is my show.
All right.
Got to have people that think like that.
I wanted to circle back to this because I all of a sudden have just like a fight in my Twitter mentions here. The Washington Post, earlier this morning, I believe, Nikki's got a byline on this thing, Nikki Giambala, along with Emily Guskin and Scott Clement. I don't know those two. Hopefully I said those correct. In the 22 months since Josh Harris purchased the Washington Commanders, I'm just reading the first sentence of this. In the 22 months since Josh Harris purchased the Washington Commanders, the team has transformed from a stain on the NFL into one of its hottest franchises.
Mm-hmm.
With a Rookie of the Year quarterback, an NFC Championship game appearance, and a future entrenched in primetime. The renewed interest in the Commanders was evident last year with a spike in sponsorship deals and sellouts at every home game at their Landover Stadium. And the change in tenor around the team has already left a dramatic mark on the Washington region. According to a Washington Post Shar School poll, 61% of D.C. area sports fans are fans of the Commanders, up from 45% of area sports fans a year ago. Among all D.C. area residents, 53% say they are Commanders fans, while 45% do not root for the team. In 2023, 31% of D.C. area residents said they were Commanders fans or the Commanders were their favorite local team. I want to dive into these numbers. People now identify as Commanders fans, and in turn, there's a lot less angst about the team name. People like the Commanders name. I can't help but think about a bald Louisiana man that told me if they win, it doesn't matter what the name is, people will like it. I think a lot of people are getting exposed on I can never root for them if they're not the Redskins. We're going to open the phone lines up on this. 800-636-1067. Examining the cause of the Commander's name becoming more popular. I think it's pretty simple. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch Finley.
B. Mitch here. Thanks to the Law Tigers, I'm now a licensed rider. With a summer of adventure ahead, I feel great because I know the Law Tigers have my back. They're more than lawyers. They're riders and advocates for the riding community, always knowing what injured riders and their families are going through. Speaking of community, this Friday, get to Harley-Davidson of D.C. for their garage party, where the DMV riding community comes to life. The Law Tigers, the motorcycle lawyers. Visit them at lawtigers.com. Calvis and Nachman, Olivia Donahue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
6-7 The Fan. The Washington Post, newspaper of record in our area, has conducted a poll. The headline of the story, as Commanders won on the field, support for the team's name soared. Specifically about the name. In April of 2024, last year, presumably right around right when they drafted Jaden Daniels, but before anybody had seen him play, the Post polled 1,667 D.C. area residents.
Okay.
This is how samples work. They pick a sample. They go from there. In April 2024, the D.C. area overall had 34 people that would say they liked the Commander's name. 34% of Commander's fans. That went from 36% to 62%.
Okay.
Almost doubled. Of sports fans overall, went from 34% to 53%. D.C. residents, 43% to 55%. Northern Virginia, 30% to 49%. Suburban Maryland, 36% to 50%.
All right.
The only area not over 50% is Northern Virginia, and they're at 49. Everybody else is 50% or higher. Pretty big growth, man.
Yep.
What do you attribute it to?
Winning. Jaden Daniels. A newfound respect. National notoriety. People want to be a part of something good, something real, something new, winners. They don't want to be a part of BS. And let's be real, it had become that before. People, when the team was making little runs, they still weren't coming to the games. Many people didn't tell me that they were not supporting, or they were supporting the Redskins. They said they weren't supporting Dan Snyder anymore. When he left, you saw how many people came back. Hell, we were out there at the bullpen right here. You know it. So I know I hear people say a lot of stuff. I understand. You have that right. But winning, that little saying, winning cures all, it's factual.
Winning cures everything. Just on a personal level, what has dramatically changed for me, my kids are into it. Like, my kids saying the name Commanders and asking me about the Commanders and, Daddy, are you going to Commanders Park? Like, helps me ingrain the name a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And I think most people now.
You can't teach old dogs new tricks.
I still say Skins all the time. I'm trying to be better about it. It's just a habit.
I used to say Skins a lot when I was playing. I used to do this thing called Native Vision. And as I sat and talked to a lot of those elder people there, I said, I'm gonna show my respect as much as I can.
Let's hit these phones real quick. Let's start with our boy Los at Severna Park. Los, what do you think? A lot more people like the Commander's name.
Yeah, a lot more people like the Commander's name. I've grown accustomed to the name as well. I only own Salute to Service Commander's gear because I think it's appropriate. You know, that's the only reason why I like it. But, you know, I still go to the games wearing Redskins Sean Taylor jerseys. I still wear my Redskins hat. I wear my
Redskins
scarf.
I think that's totally fine.
You know?
But that's fine. I mean, if you have it, you ain't gonna just throw it away.
Yeah.
Right, right. And you know, as it gets closer to more and more, like I bought my girlfriend a Jaden Daniels Commanders jersey. I don't own one, but now I'm kind of jealous that I don't own one, you know, because she loves that. She loves the name. So, you know, as it goes on, I will definitely be getting a Commanders jersey. I know they're going to get alternative jersey. They might bring back the old logo, maybe. We don't know. But, yeah, I'll get a Commanders jersey. I can see myself doing that. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
I appreciate it, Los. I think Jaden helps.
That's it. He sells.
I mean, to me, it's...
That dude sells.
I honestly wonder if Jaden didn't hit the ground running so well, so right away. The ownership has made it clear they were never going back to the old name. And people kept clinging to things, even though it was apparent they were never going back. And I think we finally reached a turning point on that. I can't imagine there are still people that think they're going to turn it back to Redskins.
JP, I don't know why you don't like to act like you live in this world. There are people that still believe that.
I bet 80%, 90% of people know they're not going back to Redskins.
I think you. It's a stretch. I think it's a lot of people that still feel that it will.
I'm not saying want it to, that it will actually happen. There are certainly people that want it to.
I'm on the side of, I'm on what you're saying, but there are people out there that still think the other totally way. They don't think that it's going to be stuck this way. When you see all the stuff that's going on in society today, how they're trying to remove and just bring all kind of stupid stuff back, people believe that things can still happen.
Here's what I could tell you definitively. They're never bringing Redskins back.
Well, I've been said that.
But I think there was a real legitimate discussion about would they change the name again. And I don't think they are now. I think that has changed. I think the success, Jaden, Josh Harris said on the record, in our building, we now believe in what a commander is, what commander football is about.
I'll just tell you, business is good in that land over there with Josh and his partners, not just his partners on the team, partners in business. You know, I look at a lot of stuff. I know people that work in different industries and digital source or something like that. I think Josh is communication to purchase that, which owns DataBank. So they doing good business.
Oh,
they ain't going backwards. Why would they do something that's going to hurt them? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They're so.
Do you like the name more after a year of winning? Jaden Daniels wearing the jerseys. Shane is in Tennessee. What's up, Shane?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today?
We're good, man. How are you?
Hey, look, here's the thing. I'm going to be honest. I hate the name, but look, as long as they win it, who cares what they can call them the Popsicle DC. I don't care. As long as they hold that trophy up, they can name it whatever they want. Winning solves everything. Look what this team has done. Look, we don't even mention the old days no more because you have one good winning season. Look what happens. And the future's bright. They got the great organization now. They got a great management. And we moved on finally from the Snyder era. We can finally say they're gone. All those players on Ron Rivera's is gone, right? So, besides, you know, a couple of Don Payne and all them, but I don't see him on this team. I think they're going to actually trade him before I think he's gone. But I don't care as long as we win. I'm with Brian. Winning, just win, baby. Just win.
Just win. Thank you, Shane. Appreciate the call. I mean, B, that's what you've been saying is you can call them the pink tulips.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And
I bet you we'll sell a lot of hats.
I still have my thank you, Shane. My central complaint has always been I just think it's too wordy, Washington Commanders, and there's no good nickname. But like, as time goes on, you just kind of deal.
Bro, when people start, this is the thing, Jay.
My personal feeling. I'm not saying
that's your personal feeling, but what I'm saying, when you're losing, yes, it becomes a point.
Right.
When they start winning, you didn't have a problem saying Commanders.
I figured it out.
Just say it.
I can make all those syllables work, man. I'm going to keep the phone lines going on this. 800-636-1067. A lot of times you see a poll and you think something's incorrect. You think it's skewed or mm-hmm. it's pushed one way or you wonder about the polling results or how they got there, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
This all tracks to me. And I bet if you got younger people, I wonder if they break this down by age. It seems like it's just geographical breakdown.
Some of the younger people, they never saw the Redskins win.
They certainly never cared about them because they were bad.
Yeah.
I am curious. I think they could do a new logo, something that would be cooler than the W. I don't think they're going back to the old logo. But I think there is room. You know what all these great teams do? You know what the NBA does constantly, and like pro soccer and all these teams? Like, keep tweaking it. Introduce new stuff. Now, the NFL has restrictions in when and how often you can do that. But, like, introduce a secondary logo.
If I could do it five times, I'm doing it five times.
Right. Like, and I think,
and I'm going to do it right when the other stuff get a little stale. Bam, put out something.
Right. And I think they will continue to add more and new stuff. Adam is in Reston.
What up, Adam?
What's up, dudes? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man, thanks for calling. What do you think about the name 1 year into the Jaden Daniels era?
Yeah, so I'm 41, born and raised in the DMV, and I hated the Commander's name. Up until now, I feel like the reason we hated it all was because we had no memories to go along with it. We wanted the former name because it reminded me of my dad and growing up and, you know, being like block parties when in the 80s when, you know, like the Dexter Manley and like the big names, you know, like fun names, and B-Mitch was playing, all that stuff. We have memories of that. And we don't have any memories of the Commanders or any of that. So we were all like, whatever. Just give me something better. Give me something better. Now, dude, I don't know if I've ever had a year as fun as last year. I don't want to change the name. We've started something fresh. Let's go with it. It's who we are now.
That's it.
There you go. Thanks, Adam. Appreciate the call, brother.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
Going to keep these phone lines open. 800-636-1067. Whatever it is you're thinking, Commanders is the name. Not going anywhere. You know what else isn't going anywhere? Paul Henry's window installation. If you're looking for any sort of work done on your house, new windows, new doors, whatever it is you want, Paul Henry's window installation can do it. They've done a tremendous job. Work all over my house. They redid all my windows, redid all my doors, built me a porch. Truly a tremendous experience working with Paul and his family. B, I know they're doing work at the house for you right now. Just good people that do great work at really, really fair costs. And I'm always blown away working with Paul Henry. The jobs get done ahead of schedule. Ahead of schedule doesn't happen all that often, man. If you call this month, it's still May, you get $125 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $600 off doors at Paul Henry's window installation.
You've heard me talking for months now. Paul has done all the windows in my house. He's done all the doors. He did garage doors. And he does even more. Like right now, he's at my house. They're taking down I had a pergola up there since 1997. And now the wood started to mess up, so Paul's coming in. He's going to use the wood that's going to stay there for a lifetime. Put a new roof on top of it, and things will be great. Because now I don't have to worry about water dropping on me when I'm cooking, JP. So, you know, Paul does all of it. And as JP stated, they finish the jobs early. They don't take all that time. And when they leave, it looks as good as it was before they got there. So you can call Paul right now. You get $125 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $600 off doors. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him B. Mitch and Finley sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com. Your clear home improvement.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Good choice. Fans that like the name now. It's funny what a 12-5 regular season can do. What a trip to the NFC title game can do. What an offensive rookie of the year can do. On a personal level, I've grown more used to it. I still wish there was a better nickname. I wish there was a cooler logo. Throw Major Tutty on the side of that helmet. But like, some of that is just, I was used to one thing and it's changed, and getting used to change takes some time. I think you can make a pretty easy case that Commanders isn't even the worst rebrand in this town with professional sports teams.
Yeah.
But I want to know what the people think. Let's start with Jimmy is in Reston. Jim, people like the name a lot now.
How are you today?
Good, dude.
Thank you for taking my call. I love your show. I was going to say, up until last year, I didn't like the new name, but when we started winning, like you said, I'm cool with the new name, and I think we should keep the old logo, though, and that can be the Commander-in-Chief.
What? The old logo? I don't know that they can go back to the old logo, dog. I don't know that they can't. I think there's a proper way to honor the old logo, and I think what this group is starting to do really well is properly honor and include the past. Like, I think when they first changed the name, what's the phrase? You throw the baby out with the bathwater or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, they tried to make such a hard and fast stop to all things that pointed to the history of this team. I think that was a real mistake. I don't think they're doing that anymore. You see the official NFL account now tweeting out old highlights and stuff. There's a way to live looking forward with the new name, but still honoring and appreciating everything that happened prior to this.
Yep, I agree with that. And I think winning solves everything, like you guys have already said. Speaking of name changes, though, I never liked the Wizards' name. We need to go back to the Bullets, but that's another story, another
Thanks.
Segment, another time.
Thanks,
all right,
dude.
Bro.
I mean, listen, if we need a phone topic in June during the real slow month, maybe we just talk about Wizards and Bullets. What should they name them?
All right. Wait
let's go to Raul. Raul, you like the name more?
Yeah, I mean, I'm 45 years old, grew up, with Redskins. I first, grew up watching B. Mitch and Gerald Riggs just smash touchdowns in the end zone, but, like, it's grown on me. And at the end of the day, I'm a fan, so what other choice I have? I'm going to support the players, which means support the team. But for the love of God, like you said earlier before the break, can we just get, like, a decent-looking logo besides the W? Because the gear, I think that's what I have the biggest problem with, is the gear. Like, it's just not there. Like, other teams have an actual logo, and that's my two cents.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate you. I think that stuff will continue to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I'd be stunned if maybe not this year because these people have a lot going on, but by the 2026 week one, if they don't introduce some new color combination, some new, like the Eagles have introduced new or tweaked jerseys every time they're eligible. I want to say it's like a 6-year process mm-hmm. or something. And it's just to keep making dope new stuff that people keep buying.
But I'll be honest.
And Washington's going to get into that same place.
Like, people say the gear. I mean, what I just heard him say is he just want another logo. Because the gear is not horrible.
I think the gear is largely good. I think
the W has grown on me, too. Like, when it's in different colors and different, it looks differently.
Right. You have some dope Commander's gear. I also think... like, sports gear in general has gotten way better. Like, honestly, a lot of it's Fanatics. There's a zillion options. You can order it all online. The helmet isn't ideal. I kind of like the black helmet with the numbers on there. I wouldn't have hated it if they stuck with the numbers. It was unique. It was something different. Comandante Tequila. Hello, sir. Is the name growing on you?
The name growing on me. The name doesn't really bother me at all, Terry, just because we've been winning games and up and on. I understand what everybody's saying, like my father-in-law. They were back in the 60s, they were Redskins fans, like my wife, 60s and 70s. They've been Redskins fans. They hate their name. Those two hate the name as much as it is. I've been trying to buy their jerseys that they have, like B-Mitch jerseys and Captain Chaos jerseys they have, but they won't even give it to me because it's me. I just recently bought two jerseys when I liked the team, when they were Redskins and Washington and Commanders, now we're winning. We got loyal fans, out of 32 teams, the Commanders, Redskins, the Redskins are the most loyal team there is out here. I would read an article about that. And we're going to win no matter what it is. If they change the logo, they change the logo. I would like to see a George Washington logo on it. We were moving forward, back in 1600s to 1500s. No, that'd be nice, but history is history.
Thanks, buddy.
Move on.
Hi, brother.
Thank you, Commander.
All right.
Try to get through a couple of these. Tyler is in Fredericksburg. Tyler, is a name growing on you?
Hey, fellas. granted, yeah, we just like you said, JP, we went to the postseason and we were 12-5, we found our longtime quarterback for foreseeable future. The name's still corny to me, man. It's still corny to me. If Josh Harris wants to keep it, I get it. It's a lot of money to change the name and to kind of change things back, but I agree with what one of the callers said, do something with the image, heck, take the Redskins logo and put a freaking World War II helmet on top of it. Something that still
Can you get a ChatGPT version of that for me?
There are people out there just like this.
Ty, listen, man, it's a huge change to something that has probably mattered to you a tremendous amount. It's going to take time to get used to it, and they're going to continue to work stuff through.
But hey, I completely understand, JP, but there's a lot of us still out there, and I know I talked to Doc Walker one night, and this was kind of like the same topic of, you know, old Skins fans and new Commanders fans got to branch together and become one. And I told Doc, I was like, look, man, you know, that sounds nice, and at the end of the day, that's what is the big eye of the prize. But in reality, you know, something's got to give on the other side to where it kind of makes everyone happy, even though in reality, you can't make everyone happy. You know, that's just kind of the
point. Everybody won't be happy, dog, but life changes. And if you don't like what happens, you have to buy the team and change it back yourself.
Tyler, were you happy the night they beat Detroit?
Oh, absolutely, man. Yeah. That was a great game.
I think more of that, more of beating Detroit in the playoffs, stuff like that, will change the discourse. Thank you for the call, though. Appreciate you listening, man.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if we lost Ty or what, but thanks for the call.
Say yes, sir.
All right, last thing. Dave in Fredericksburg. Is the name growing on you, dude?
No, I'm 75 years old. I had red skin tickets for years. I don't have many more, but I get irked when people fuss about the Commanders. We just had Memorial Day, and do you realize I was a military veteran? And I think the coolest thing, somebody called the other day and said they're going to put a tank in there, a regular tank, and shoot it off when the Commanders score a touchdown. I think that is cool. It really is. But far as the Redskins, I always liked the Redskins and wish it was stable. I understand why they changed it. It was a slur name in my history book in the seventh grade. It's a slur. But I think it would be cool to have a tank in there. You know, they have teams that shoot cannons and stuff. But to have a Sherman tower, I don't know if you have a Sherman, but a smaller tank, and then shoot when they score. But I have no qualm with change. If you're going to change it to like that or something rather than the red wolves or the red pigs. I mean, we don't have nothing like that in D.C. But, I don't have any problem with them changing it. But I just don't like people knocking Commanders because that's a military name. And, you know, and I'm not – they're not knocking it because of the military. I understand that. But, you know, it's a good name, military name.
You know,
thanks, dude.
Thank y'all.
Thank y'all. Thank you for your call. Mm-hmm. What yes, they sir. Tried to present when they first changed the name was exactly what he's saying, and nobody bought it.
I like the tank.
Nobody bought it.
Get the No Limit tank.
He got a good one there.
Needs Master P's tank. Beresford Luger joins us.
Tank shoots like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.